scream a little inside every time you have to think about money? Well, we're here to change that. Welcome to South Sound Money Talks. We're here to tackle confusing topics, answer your questions, and fix all those what the financial moments. This podcast is made possible by Tabco Credit Union, Pierce County's original member-owned credit union. I'm your host, Amanda. It is dark and gray this time of year, which means it's time to plan a dream vacation and have some blue sky to look forward to. But as much as I'd love to book a flight to Hawaii right now, I'm reminded that vacations are expensive. And I have to rewind and start with the question, how much are we willing to spend? It's probably the least fun part of vacation planning, but over the years I have found it is an important question to ask. And that's why I'm so glad Jake Pugh with Tapco is joining us to give us some practical advice for planning our next getaway, because Hawaii can't come soon enough for me. Welcome, Jake.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here. I love to talk travel.
Oh, great. I'm so glad to have you here and meet you and talk travel as well. So what is your role at Tapco?
I'm the assistant branch manager at Tapco Credit Union's 6th Avenue branch in Tacoma.
Okay, great. Yeah. And how did you become the guy who people come to for vacation planning advice?
I think you could say traveling is a passion of mine, if you can call it that. I've been to 5 out of 7 continents. I've lived in Europe for a little bit for an internship. I'm constantly thinking about where I want to go next. I think if you ask my coworkers, they'll tell you they have a hard time trying to get me to stop talking about it. My conversations always revert back to travel. And I think in the credit union world, there's a unique opportunity, actually, with any financial industry or institution. We live in a global society, and our members travel a lot. So they're always looking for advice on safe ways to access and manage their money while they're traveling.
Oh, that's great. So when a member comes in and they're looking to see how they might save for their next vacation, mm-hmm. people just know to go to you because you are the guy who has always got vacation on your mind.
Yep. That's it.
Great. So with that in mind, where do you have any big trips planned coming up?
Yeah, I do. I'm excited. I'm traveling to Vietnam, actually all of Southeast Asia in January. I'm going to meet up with a friend in Bangkok from college, and then we're going to travel through Cambodia and Laos and end up in Vietnam for Lunar New Year.
That's really cool. I was there at this time, or at Lunar New Year time last year, but we missed it by like 2 days.
Oh.
And it just was so much fun to see the nation prepare for mm-hmm. it and how like all of the tourists were coming in and all of the decorations that were going up. And it seemed like such an exciting time. So I'm really excited for you to get to experience that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the lantern festivals and the food and people. And I'm just ready for it all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the food in Vietnam is the best. But I'm so glad to hear that you believe in vacation yourself. You're not just the guy who talks about it, but you're actually physically doing it. And that's great. Because I read recently in the Washington Post, I think it was, that 55% of Americans don't take their paid vacation days. I mean, that's over half the nation does not go on vacation. And that makes me a little sad. Let's start, because I know part of that is cost, at least for me it has in the past. So let's start with that question. How do I know what I can spend on vacation?
You know, honestly, I don't think there's a magical answer to that. What I do is I, first of all, I set aside the time because I know I need to make sure that I have enough to vacation time built up at work. But secondly, I think it depends on the kind of trip you're going to take. I recently went to Disneyland. My dad surprised me for my birthday.
Oh, how fun.
I'd never been. I'm 39 years old and I'd never been. And
holy moly.
He took me just 3 days in Disneyland was $1,800. It was airfare, rental car, hotel, park admission passes. We went to Universal Studios as well. And that didn't include the $50, $100 a day that you spend on food and souvenirs and all these things. Shorts that I had to buy for going down to Southern California because I didn't have a summer wardrobe anymore.
Because we don't wear shorts here very much.
Yeah, pretty much. All those things factor in, but that was only 3 days in Disneyland, and it was just the base price was $1,800. Uh-huh. So, you know, think about all the additional things that you're going to have to spend money on. My entire trip for Southeast Asia, airfare, hotel, food, entertainment, all these things for 3 weeks as opposed to 3 days is going to cost the same amount of money.
Whoa.
So I don't think there's necessarily a magical answer. I think you have to figure out what kind of trip you're going to take.
Mm-hmm.
What I typically do in that case is I go to Google and I pull up a mock spreadsheet of a budget.
Oh, that's a
good
tip.
And then where it says rent or mortgage, I throw in whatever I'd spend on a hotel. Whatever I'd spend on a car, I kind of throw that into transportation costs. And then there's going to be a lot of others. So I kind of fill in those fields and I kind of have a rough idea. And then I can compare it to what I have saved.
So you're really working a budget when you're planning a trip.
I like to think I'm a little bit more spontaneous, but the older I get, the more I realize that I kind of have to keep within my limits.
Yeah.
So it's a smart way that I can try to go about doing that.
Yeah. One thing I've found that works for me is once I've not pulled up a spreadsheet, although that's a good tip and I like it, but I have determined the budget for my vacation, and then however many months or years or however far out it is, I break it down, and that's how much I set aside each month.
Yeah.
And I found that that has worked really well for me, because then it makes it more attainable and saving little bits as I go along.
I like that idea. I typically just throw a set amount in every month, and then I know that for my own soul, I have to get away at least once a year, whether it's a small trip or every 2 years a big mm-hmm. trip. And then whatever's in there kind of dictates what I go for. So it's a little bit more spontaneous, but I do appreciate the fact of actually like working towards the goal too. That definitely works.
Yeah. You know, it's easy to forget how all of the little things add up too, you mm-hmm. know, like transportation and food and even clothes you have to buy, like the shorts that you had to buy for Disneyland. So do you have any other cost-saving tips you'd like to share?
Typically, I try not to book a trip right beforehand. It tends to be expensive. If you're waiting till the last minute, you're going to spend hundreds of dollars more than you would have if you had put a little bit of planning into it.
Oh, I see.
I have some travel tricks. I love to go. I live by Google Flights. What it does is airfare kind of dictates the kind of trip that I'm going to take too.
Okay. So you pick the place that's cheapest or say something like that first?
Typically, or mid-range. Like I'm not going to like spend $3,000 on a first class ticket, but I'm also not going to spend $500 on something. So I try to find somewhere in the middle. It's a great resource. What it does is it pulls travel deals from any normal travel website like Expedia or Kayak. And what it also does is it goes directly to the airlines and then it searches for the lowest price each day out of every single flight that could have possibly taken you to where you want to go.
Oh.
And then it also, there's really two great features on there. One, it'll pull up a monthly calendar and it'll show you a day or two ahead or a day or two before that chosen travel date. If you're flexible, it might save you a couple $100 to take it on a Tuesday as opposed to a Thursday.
Oh, right. Because weekends are expensive.
Surge pricing. I mean, typical travel tip that anybody will tell you is take a flight in the middle of the week just because it typically tends to be cheaper.
Interesting. Okay.
And then what that website also does is it shows a world map. So if I was to fly into New York City, it would show me whether LaGuardia was cheaper than JFK was cheaper than Newark. So it picks the lowest price for the day, and then it also searches airports nearby.
But when you're choosing which airport, you also have to take into account travel to get to your hotel or wherever you're staying,
you
right?
You do. Now, in a place like New York City, if I was to go there, I know that I'm not going to spend money on a rental car.
Mm-hmm.
I may have blown my budget on a hotel in Midtown, but
yes, you would have.
It wouldn't be a would have. It would be a would.
Yeah.
I factor in if I'm going to take a taxi or if I'm going to take the subway, if I'm going to have transportation costs while I'm there. And even subways in a big city can cost more than you think it would be. Like an all-day pass could be $20, $30, whereas you could spend that on one taxi ride.
Oh, and just walk around a lot if mm-hmm. the place you're visiting yeah. is walkable.
Yeah. Just like a monthly budget with your bills, you kind of have to wave in and out of figuring out how you're going to make it work.
Sure.
And still enjoy your trip without thinking about it
yes,
too much.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
And what about rewards credit cards?
Oh, well, I'm going to throw one out there. Tapco has one.
Oh.
And I have to mention that because I'm a loyal employee. But
absolutely.
Do you know rewards cards? I try to save up my miles for that ticket so I don't have to pay for it, mm-hmm. like the airline ticket. But there's a myriad of rewards cards out there. You do have to figure out which one is right for you. Mm-hmm. I personally like Tapco's because I can do it on travel. I can do it on electronics. I can do it on, like, we used points for a Disneyland pass that gave us, like, a gift card to use in the park.
Oh, how did that work? That sounds really neat.
It was awesome. I could use it at my Disneyland hotel. I could use it to buy a lemonade. I could use it to buy a souvenir at the gift shop. It was literally the whole park.
And it was all because of your rewards that you got through your Tapco credit card.
Correct.
That's incredible.
Yeah. And a lot of people do is they save them up for rental cars, hotels, flights. Mm-hmm. They're all eligible for that.
Yeah, that's great. I know in the past I've used like the signing bonus from a rewards card mm-hmm. to book the expensive flight. And then
yep.
that's so much a big chunk of your budget.
It really is.
So let's talk about traveling abroad since you seem to be well-versed in it. Is it best to use cash, debit cards, or credit cards? And how do you figure out the exchange rate?
I would say it's a combination of all forms of whatever way you can access your money with one exception. Any financial institution will tell you, please don't bring your debit card on your trip.
Okay. Why is that?
It's attached to your checking account. Your direct deposit goes in. Your bills go out. If there's fraud on that debit card, it disrupts the flow of the life that you're going to return to. So paying your bills while you're 8,000 miles from home tends to be a little difficult. Well, not anymore with the internet, but it limits your options. I say if you're going to bring a card, use a credit card because then you're playing with somebody else's money. So if something happens there, it doesn't disrupt the flow of everything that you have going on back home.
Okay, that's a very important tip.
Yeah. What I like to do before I go on a trip is I go to AAA and I usually order some cash for the local currency of where I'm going to be.
Okay.
I typically tend to do that back home before I go to the country, just that way I'm prepared. I've had a couple of very expensive experiences. When I had an internship in Geneva, the first stop I did was went to the train station and I exchanged money, and it was a 35% surcharge.
Oh, ouch.
So they basically just took a third of my money.
Yeah. Hoping AAA does not charge that much.
No. They're good. They are great. They're fantastic. You go and you order it, and then they have it waiting for you in a little bag.
Sounds so easy.
In like 2 or 3 days. Mm-hmm. You have to plan a little bit ahead of time.
Plan ahead of time. Yeah.
If I do have to exchange money, I will typically go to a big bank wherever I'm at because that typically tends to be a little bit more reasonable when it comes to the fee that you're going to pay.
Oh, okay. That's good to know.
I try to stay away from the currency change at the airport, too, for the reason of the surcharge.
And not to mention, I've noticed they have really long lines. Mm-hmm. And the last thing you want to do when you've just flown like 12 hours on the plane is wait in another line to exchange some money.
Yeah, exactly. The other thing I like to do is I always like to have U.S. dollars.
Okay.
Depending upon the country that you're going to, I mean, if you're going to Europe, sometimes their currency is stronger than ours.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm going to a more underdeveloped country, I tend to take that U.S. dollar with me because it can hold a little bit more weight and it has a little bit more purchasing power.
Interesting. Okay.
When it comes to credit card purchases, if I have the choice to choose U.S. dollar or the local currency, I kind of follow that same principle. Where
is that when you mean when you swipe it and they give you the option on the
keypad? Yes.
Okay.
There are some cards out there that won't charge currency conversion. There are some that will. That also comes into play.
Mm-hmm.
You can, if you're going to get charged the fee, sometimes it makes sense to just do the local currency. Actually, no, I got that backwards. It is. Sometimes it makes sense to do the local currency.
It's super confusing, as we can see.
Exactly. You really do have to put your thinking cap on.
Yeah.
I choose the local currency. If it's if you don't have a currency conversion fee and you know that you can pay in U.S. dollars, why not use that? Because it's going to give you – the vendor's probably going to be a lot more happy and it's going to give you a little bit more purchasing power.
Okay. This has all been such great advice for saving, and I really appreciate it, and I've learned some new tips and tricks myself. So what about people who aren't in a position to save but still could benefit from travel? Say I have good credit, and I'm really itching to get somewhere, especially this time of year. Do I have any options?
You do. You do have a lot of options, actually. If you own your own home, a home equity line of credit is a great way to go. It's almost like a Visa card where you have a limit. You can borrow what you need to pay for the vacation and then pay it down, and then you have that available again for another vacation a couple of years down the road if you want to.
Oh, that's great. We've talked about home equity line of credit on the show before, and it was something I learned, and it was a really great tool for all sorts of things. Now I know it's a vacation planning too.
Yep. Well, even for like a college graduation for your kid, you could go spend it on travel for that and then come back. It's a great product. If you don't own a home, a personal loan or a Visa is a great way to go. They're quick. They typically can be approved within a day, and you're on your merry way to spend your money as you see fit. And then skip pay is another really great option. If you have an existing loan for a really low administration fee, you can skip that month's payment, not have to pay a $350 car payment, for instance. That payment is just added to the end of the loan. So if you had a 60-month loan, it would be 61 months.
I see.
So you would have to pay it eventually, but at least in that month, you could use that small money for a little weekend getaway.
Oh, okay. That's a great feature.
Yeah. And then a Visa is a great option too. Like I said, Tapco has rewards. And then we also have a great introductory rate. So.
Okay. That's great. So it's good to know that there are options. So I could do a home equity line of credit or a personal loan or use a Visa card or skip pay.
Yes.
That's great. Is there any other type of vacation savings like I could use?
Yes. I thank you for mentioning that. I mean, if you need the money in a pinch to get away, do the loan. But what I would do is every paycheck, just have an automatic transfer. I have it in mine. Even $20 will eventually save up to something decent that you can use to get out of town for a little bit.
Yeah.
Every paycheck direct deposited to your account, so much gets spun off to, like, Tapco has a vacation savings product where the money is automatically transferred to that. And then the remainder of your direct deposit remains in your checking account.
Oh, that's great. So say I get paid bi-monthly. So every time I get a paycheck, $40 goes off into that vacation savings account, and then by the end of a year or two, I've got several hundred dollars that
yes.
I could use on a vacation. Oh,
yes.
Beautiful.
That's great. That way, next time, if you don't want to take out a loan, you don't have to, or if you want an even better trip, you can have a mixture of both. Use the savings and a little bit extra for a loan to take care of Hawaii, for instance, like you want to go to. So.
You can tell where I want to go, right? I love beach. Give
doesn't?
Me a beach. So that's great. So we've learned about different ways we can get money if we don't have money saved right away, and how we can save for the future, and how we can budget that money by using spreadsheets, and also really cool tips and tools of how to book a trip financially to make it financially more feasible. So this has been such a wealth of information, and I'm really excited for my next trip, and I'm excited for yours too. And I hope you use some of these tools when you are booking your trip.
Oh, I did. I did. It's a lot of fun. I have too much wanderlust, so it was like a kid in a candy shop on the internet booking all my things that
I
want to do. So.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
So if we wanted to learn more, I know we could go to tapcocu.org, visit the website, or could we come into a branch and talk to the vacation guy, Jake Pugh?
Absolutely. I'd love to help you.
Awesome. Cool. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
It's been a blast.
Cool.
That's our episode for today. Be sure to check out our other episodes and subscribe if you like what you hear. Have a topic idea? Send Tapco a tweet at TapcoCU. Thanks for joining us, everyone.
Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender.
All loans subject to approval.